My name is J. Shepherd Russell, Jr. I live at 1201 Metoka Street in Norfolk, Virginia. Ed Valentine has asked me to share an experience where I felt the Lord worked a miracle in and through me. It was in the 70s. My wife and I were living in Fort Smith, Arkansas, where I was pastor of the First Presbyterian Church there. We had a very active youth group, and the youth leaders decided that we would take a trip over into Oklahoma and take canoes down the river. Unfortunately, these were not experienced canoers, though the notification to the youth group said you needed to have some experience in canoeing. We had any number of adult youth leaders and quite a bevy of young people. And we all sat out there in our canoes, and my wife and I, being the old heads in the group, remained toward the end, the last to go off. The other leaders just filtered in with the other young people and headed on down the river. Thank God we stayed behind, because there were two little girls in a canoe that apparently had probably never been in a canoe before. They were having trouble. They zigzagged from one side to the other and were arguing with each other, blaming the other for their lack of ability to keep the canoe in the middle of the river and going straight ahead. So finally, after listening to their arguments and knowing that this was not accomplishing the purpose of the trip, I said to my wife, "Why don't you get in one canoe and I'll get in the other canoe and you stay in this one. We'll put one girl in each canoe and we'll navigate on down the river," which we did. And the river was fairly calm. There was good current in the river, but we came to some rapids, and they were fairly difficult to navigate. So I stayed back and tried to help my wife navigate that canoe through the rapids. I was telling her which side to paddle on, how to steer that thing through, and all of a sudden, not tending to my own knitting, the current swept my canoe into that swift current, and it collided with hers, and we all were thrown into the water. I got the two girls out, got them to shore, and realized that my wife was nowhere to be seen. Thank God, she was wearing a large pink sombrero. And as I went back in that river looking for her, I saw that pink sombrero, probably 5-6 feet underwater, and she was pinned in underbrush, the current so strong that she couldn't fight it, she couldn't free herself. I grabbed her by the arm and tried to free her, and the current was just too strong, and my grasp gave way. And I put just a death grasp on her arm and started tugging. And through the grace of God, I got her free from the underbrush and up above the water and finally to the shore. She was almost limp. When she was able to speak again, she said she knew that that was the end of her life. And she was prepared to go. We sat there and wept and prayed. I thank God. I had to get the canoes and those three women over to the other side of that river with that swift stream. And I really didn't know how I was going to do that. But there again, the power of God just compensated for my weakness. Got both canoes turned up across on the other side, and all three girls safely over, the two girls and my wife. And we got in the canoes again and headed down the river. Thank God, for one thing, that we stayed behind. Thank God that my wife wore that big pink sombrero, or I may never have found her. And thank God that he furnished the strength that I didn't have to help me get my wife out and save her life. If ever I experienced a miracle, it was that day on a river in Oklahoma. Thank God. Thank him for what he did in and through me.